It is time for our student reports. We have 11 this week, and that is wonderful. I have a note that I'm going to refresh during the phenology show, but I know some of you are going to be working, so you won't get to hear it then. I'm going to tell you right now. One of my students over in Cohasset, a young fourth grade girl, came up to me and said, "I have this plant growing in my yard, and it's red." And I said, "Did you take a picture?" And she said, "I did." And she had done an excellent job. She'd taken a picture in the aggregate, so she got a picture of the lawn with the red patch. And then she walked in and she got a close-up of the plant. And unfortunately, my brain cells weren't working that day, and I wasn't able to identify it, but I took the picture home and found the plant. It's a plant called sheep sorrel, and it is red, and it is growing right now. The flower is white, but it's so small. I had to go out and get a second. I had a 5-power magnifying glass. I had to go get a 10-power magnifying glass in order to see the flower. So that tells you how small the flower is. But this young girl came to me unprompted and had done this excellent work, and I was just so pleased. It was like, oh my God, she gets it. It was a very nice moment, and I sent a note to the teacher telling him to let her know what the plant was and commend her for her excellent presentation of data. I was so thrilled. Anyway, it is time for our student phenology. Funding for student phenology is provided by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, this is Mason.
And this is Ruby.
And this is Sienna.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School.
Way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Well, Ruby and Sienna, it's hard to believe that this is our penultimate report.
I know, this year has really flown by.
Speaking of flying, here's a bird report.
Ruby, that pun was for the birds.
Touché.
Back to work. Michelle heard a great crested flycatcher for the first time.
Our oriole is back in our woods. Last year there were two.
The blue jays are flying in noisy packs.
The swallows can be seen every morning swooping over the creek and field.
Silas saw orioles and an osprey.
And a lot of us have been seeing hummingbirds.
The turkeys are showing their tail feathers, and one even attacked my car.
Oscar saw an eagle with a bunny in its talons.
Yikes! And many of us have seen bunnies not in eagle talons. We had our first confirmed monarch sightings this week.
It's funny, we saw a ton of dragonflies a few weeks ago, but now they aren't as common.
That's because they were migrating and they were headed farther north.
We have total leaf out and everything is very, very green.
A school bus hit a deer.
And there are lots of ticks.
And the wind has blown down a lot of trees.
This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Ruby, Maysoon, and Sienna. Nice report. Good to hear from you guys. I love the fact that you are keeping us guarded down on the southern border. And the orioles are back in their woods. Swallows are seen flying about. Blue jays, hummingbirds, first monarch butterfly, an eagle with a bunny in its talons. I commend the eagle. I have lots of little bunny rabbits, and as I get my garden closer to being a garden, I have fewer and fewer need of bunny rabbits. So if the eagle is hungry, let them eat. And, yeah, so everything is turning green, even up here. We have gone from brown to green in a short 3 weeks, and it is quite delightful for my eye. Our next report comes from Natalie Peterson's class at Justice Page Middle School in Minneapolis.
Hello, our names are
Gus,
Thomas,
Mahmood,
and Grace, and we are reporting from Miss Natalie's class, Justice Page Middle School in Minneapolis.
This week, we saw bunnies, muskies, and cherries growing
where the blooms were.
Hawks and more mosquitoes.
Dandelions that look puffy.
Cardinals, lots of squirrels. Most trees are fully leaved out.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was Mohamud, Grace, Gus, and Thomas. And the notes about the bunnies and cherries growing, muskies. I'm not sure what that was about. That may have been the wrong word, or what's the artificial intelligence that transcribes? I don't know. It, in my case, it's artificial ignorance, but
huskies. I don't know, because they didn't say they were at a lake, right?
No. So I'm not sure what that was about. Hawks and mosquitoes. I'm going to knock on the wood here as I say this, but the mosquitoes haven't been very bad at my house.
Darn you, John Latimer. We're going to go home.
They are kind of, not noticeable, but they'll come. Maybe it's just that I'm not noticing them. Maybe that's it. Maybe I've gone completely.
I think you're right, but we jinxed ourselves.
Slipped off the page there. Yeah. Our next report comes from Leona Sitchie's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
This is Otto,
Ava,
Pink,
Rose,
Solan,
Peter, reporting from Roots and Wings Forest School from New York Mills.
Hank got stuck in the mud because Hank crawled across the log and then he found quicksand and he thought it was quicksand, it was just mud. And we also found a flower called Creepy Charlie.
I found some ferns. They were uncurling. Troy found the crayfish, dead and in pieces.
I found woodpecker holes in a portrait on the ground. There's a lot of holes.
There were a lot of yellow early violets and dandelions. The weather is starting to change. It's getting really warm.
At the park, it was really warm?
Yeah.
Compared to last week, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what park you were at, girlfriend.
No, it was cold.
It was so cold.
It was pretty cold this week compared to last week, especially.
But it's getting warmer.
Positive thoughts, Rose. You're right. It's getting warmer.
I saw some flowers. We thought they were not wild strawberries, but they were. We also found some aster.
I heard a rooster what sounded like a chicken.
Can you clarify for us? Because you had talked about that in our last phonology report, and we were not sure what bird it was. But then you found out it's a rooster, and what type of bird?
It was a male rooster.
Pheasant, right?
Male rooster pheasant. I saw a fly with a broken wing, and Rose also found one. They were walking.
Falling on us.
Thanks, gang. Creepy Charlie. I go along with that. Creeping Charlie is Creepy Charlie at my house, yeah. And lots of early yellow violets. I like that Hank was stuck in the mud. He was crawling across a log and found, he thought, quicksand, but it was only mud. Yeah, good place to hang out. And a little discussion about whether it was cold or warm last week. I had cold, and it was cold where I was, so I'm going with cold. They did see some wild strawberries and an aster and a rooster pheasant, which has a kind of an interesting call. And if you're in the area where there are pheasants, you are probably familiar with that rattle that they make. Our next report comes from Roots and Wings Forest School. Leona Sitchie herself sent us an end-of-year message.
This week was our explorers' final visit to Black's Grove Park. They visited the park once a week for nature studies throughout our school year, experiencing all seasons. It was a bittersweet moment for me as they said hello to the trees by name as we passed, as I watched them running through the trails and crouching by the creek. Their connection to place and knowledge of the natural world has deepened here immensely over the course of the school year. This week, they greeted the violets, wild strawberry, and aster as they bloomed for the first time. They discovered a crayfish claw, woodpecker holes, and unraveling ferns. It may seem like kids just playing in nature, and it is, but it is also so much more. As Richard Louv, author of Last Child in the Woods, says, "We cannot protect something we do not love. We cannot love what we do not know. And we cannot know what we do not see or hear or sense." To play in nature is to hear it, to see it, to feel it, to know it, to love it, and to protect it. At Roots and Wings, we allow for children to do just that. After all, they are the future of our world and the stewards of our natural spaces. So thank you to John and to Charlie for allowing our students this platform to share their nature adventures, their nature learning, and their nature knowledge. We'll see you guys next year.
Wow. That was awfully nice. Thank you, Leona. We are.
Yeah, me too, honored. John.
We're honored to be a part of that exploration that your children are going on, and so true for all children. Getting them outside, you don't know what they're going to take away from the experience, but you know it will be good. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Jackson
and Emma from Hamilton Elementary in Coon Rapids. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on May 19th and 20th, the winds were howling with gusts up to 40 miles per hour, which made the high temperature of 53 feel pretty darn chilly. During our Minnesota invertebrate investigations class, we found 10 fire ants, 10 bullet ants, 9 worms, 3 isopods, 18 centipedes, 1 millipede, 3 slug bugs, 2 earwigs, a roly-poly, and a caterpillar, a fly, and a larva of some kind.
We also found more than 10 mosquitoes, a few leopard frogs, and a snail. Abby reported that one of the worms looked purple when she put it in her adventure cage, also known as a collection disc. We noticed that the pine cones are budding and that they look like berries. In the very wet and boggy bog, the tamaracks are almost entirely leafed out. We saw a few birds braving the wind, including American robins, goldfinches, and a red-bellied woodpecker that we thought looked like it had a red mohawk. Despite the wind, we were blown away by nature. We want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and
live connected.
Yeah, thank you. Get outside and live connected, no doubt. Invertebrate investigations. They found 10 fire ants and 10 bullet ants. It's not been my experience that fire ants are this far north in the United States. And a lot of children assume that the ants that they're looking at are fire ants, because most ants will bite you if you mess with them. And some of those bites can be quite painful. But I am unaware of any fire ants this far north. Now, maybe Long Lake has more information. Maybe you have more information. I would love to be informed. I would love to find out that I'm right, because not that I care. I want the answer to be correct. But I also want fire ants to be somewhere else. I don't really want to have to live among the fire ants. So we will see. I'll investigate that one and find out what I can. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade as well.
Hi, this is Shane.
Riley, Al, and Alyssa, and we're the graduating seniors from New Century Academy in Hutchinson. During our trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center on May 19th through the 21st, it was cold and windy with a bit of sleet, but that didn't stop us from exploring nature. The bog was a place to be, with the pitcher plants beginning to send up their flowers and the pink lady slippers about to bloom. Our group also heard barred owls calling back and forth to each other.
At the feeders, we saw male and female purple finches, goldfinches, red-winged blackbirds, red-bellied woodpeckers, and very fat and friendly red and gray squirrels. One of the long-legged naturalists reported seeing male and female rose-breasted grosbeaks, hummingbirds, and a red-headed woodpecker eating black sunflower seeds last night. Is that normal?
A black bear found the Long Lake dumpster last night and made a big mess. The lake level rose up to 1.68 feet at our DNR Lake Grade site, up from 1.65 since our last report on May 16th, and up more than a half inch since May 8th. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and
live connected.
Yes, indeed, get outside and do live connected to nature. And the black bear found the dumpster. I'm not surprised. They have an excellent sense of smell. And this time of year, they're looking for every little bit of food that they can find. I had black bears visiting my house. My hummingbird feeder proved to be out of reach. Didn't stop him from gumming up the window with his greasy little feet. It looked like he'd walked over a bunch of empty pizza boxes before he stepped up to the window, because he left some greasy footprints all over their glass, and now I have to wash the window again. Yeah. Barred owls calling back and forth. Purple finches, goldfinches, red-winged blackbirds, red-bellied woodpeckers, a red-headed woodpecker eating sunflower seeds in the evening. Well, they said last night. At my house, it's like the red squirrels are the last ones to leave the feeder. But before them, it is sort of the evening grosbeaks, or not the evening, the rose-breasted grosbeaks. They eat pretty late at night. The woodpeckers, not so much. They seem to be gone right after sundown. And the chickadees, they're, boy, the minute the sun hits the horizon, they are gone. They just disappear. So our next report comes from another report from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Genevieve
and Vinaya from Lincoln Elementary School for the Arts in Anoka. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on May 21st through 23rd, the sun finally came out and we had near perfect spring weather with high temperatures of 65 degrees and a low of 31. The plants in the bog love the sunshine. The Labrador tea plants are budding, bog laurel is flowering, and cotton grass now has cotton. Marlena and others thought the cotton grass looked like a Lorax tree.
One of the highlights was seeing the pink lady slippers in the bog. They haven't flowered yet, but they could any day now. There were a lot, so it looked like it will be a good year for lady slippers. Our groups also saw a muskrat, heard a ruffed grouse drumming, saw a towhee, and a pilted woodpecker. Red-winged blackbirds, orioles, chickadees, and a chipmunk and house finch sharing seeds in the same small feeder. Interspecies sharing, pretty cool. It was a great week in nature, and we wanted to remind everyone to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice, Genevieve and Vinaya. Plants of the bogs, absolutely, definitely a good time to be in the bogs. The Labrador tea plants at my house are budded, not yet flowering. The leather leaf at my house is done flowering. It's already completed its flowering, but there are probably others out there that have not. Cotton grass now has cotton. And the daily dose of phenology for today talks about 1987, when the cotton grass was in seed. It is pretty easy to see right now. If you're driving along this morning and you're looking into a bog and you see these little tufts of white, that is cotton grass. And tawny cotton grass is the one that blooms early in the spring like this. So get a look at those and enjoy them while they are there. Downy, pileated, red-winged blackbirds, house finches, orioles, chickadees, and a chipmunk all visiting the feeders there at Long Lake. Thanks for that great report. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the week of May 17, 2025. My name is Estelle and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Tuesday, May 20th, a 64-mile-per-hour wind was recorded on the Blatnik Bridge in Duluth. Also on this day, sleet was reported in Hermantown. Ms. Jackson spotted a black bear on her trail cam the night of Saturday, May 17th. It was seeing if there was any bird seed in her bird feeders. However, she had brought in the feeders before dark, so the bear was out of luck. On Tuesday, May 20th, Ms. Urban saw Cape May warbler outside of the veterinarian clinic in Duluth. Ms. Rolfe's neighbor saw a female Baltimore oriole in her yard on May 19th. On Thursday, May 22nd, Ms. Urban heard clay-colored sparrows on her bike ride to work. On Wednesday, May 21st, Ms. Jackson's class spotted tadpoles in the school's swale on the playground. On Monday, May 19th, Ms. Irwin saw a burr oak flowering by Chickadee Landing. The fiddlehead ferns are abundant in our school forest this week, and the grass is green throughout our school playground and field. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Estelle. Nice report. You guys really are good observers over there. 64-mile-an-hour wind recorded on the Blatnik Bridge. Wow. And sleet in Hermantown. That had to be a pretty interesting day. Black bear on the trail cam, not getting any food from Miss Urban. She was careful to have her, or Ms. Jackson, had taken in her feeders. Bad luck for the bear, good luck for the feeders. A Cape May warbler. Oftentimes I will see Cape May warblers at my hummingbird feeders just in the springtime for just a week or so. Not so far this year. Female black, female Baltimore oriole, and a clay-colored sparrow, and tadpoles in the swale on the school playground. So that process, those are probably wood frog tadpoles or perhaps boreal chorus frogs. They both are early to sing and early to lay their eggs. So thanks for that great report. Our next report comes from Jeff Johnson's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hi, this is Elise, Harmony, Rizzi, and Blair, reporter from Cohasset Elementary in Mr. Johnson's classroom on Tuesday, May 20, 2025.
We've noticed the weather is cold, windy, and some snow. The plants we've noticed are crabapples blooming.
Animals we have seen, robins, eagles, deer, and crows. How come it's so cold in spring?
This has been Elise, Harmony, Ruthie, and Blair, reporting from Mr. Johnson's class. Knock, knock. Who's there? The beautiful air.
The beautiful air. Well, nice. Why is it so cold in the spring? I don't know. It just is. That is the nature of Minnesota. The weather systems come and go. Sometimes they come from the north and they bring cold weather, and sometimes they come from the south and they bring warm weather. And right now, we're moving into a period of some nice, warm weather, so get outside and enjoy it. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Lucy,
Sonia,
Orion,
Imani,
and Stella,
reporting from North Star Elementary on May 20th, 2025, with our last report for the 2024 and 2025 school year.
This is Sonia. A robin was eating my tiny green strawberries from a strawberry plant we have in a pot. My mom is going to put some netting on the plant so we can get some berries. Another day, I was fishing at the dam by Half Moon Lake. I got to watch a frog jump in the water, swim over to shore, and climb out and hop into the forest. Frogs are amphibians, so they can live in water or land.
This is Imani. I was outside last night during chores, and I saw at least 5 toads in the yard with my flashlight.
This is Lucy. I discovered some crayfish in the lake. They were hiding in between the rocks and weeds.
This is Orion. Last weekend, we saw a mama black bear and her 4 cubs running across the dirt road in Mackinac. I was surprised to see 4 bears because usually bears only have 2 or 3 in a litter. You might remember Miss K's adventures with black bears from last fall. Remember the time one busted in her truck window to eat her banana chips? Well, last weekend, the bears were back, and this time, they destroyed her bunny hutch and killed all 3 of her pet rabbits. It might be time to get the DNR involved with this bear.
Sonia here again. My aunt sent me a picture of three bears, one small, one medium, and one large. I wondered if the medium bear was an older cub that hasn't left its mama's side yet, or is it some other family dynamic going on? Any thoughts, Mr. Latimer?
This is Stella. Our trees are in full leaf out. Also, the wildlife won't stop harassing my bees. I noticed the vegetation nearby has been disturbed and there are tracks around the hives. Nothing has broken in yet, thankfully.
This is North Star signing up for the 2024 and 2025 school year. Thank you, Mr. Latimer, for letting us be part of your show and helping us learn more about nature and being aware of our surroundings.
Keep exploring the great outdoors.
Thank you, Sonia, Lucy, Orion, Imani, and Stella. Great report. Lots of interesting things there. Mama black bear and four cubs. They're right. That doesn't happen very often. And Miss K's adventures with the black bear, crashed her truck for banana chips and now has gotten into her rabbit hutch. This bear is not making himself very popular. Interesting sort of a problem there. Not sure how you handle that one. Bears tend to, you know, do what they do. Bears are bears and they will do what they will. Older cub that hadn't left mama's side. I don't know if that's true. I sometimes, you know, bears can, I mean, I didn't see them, but sometimes, you know, one bear can be fairly large and another bear can be fairly small, a lot like people. Some of us are littler and some of us are bigger, and they may be cubs together, one who just had a better accessibility to food, perhaps. I don't know. I would love to see more about that one and try to figure out what is going on there. Our next report comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectations School in Grand Marais.
Hi, this is Oren, Theo, Anson, Deneen, Dom, and Leah from Great Expectations School in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Today is May 23rd, 2025.
Spring allergies and colds have been going around.
We have had a great year exploring phenology, but today will be our last report from the school year. We will chat with you all next year.
This week has been relatively cold. Sunday, May 18th, it snowed in Cook County near the lake. The large flakes melted instantly. But away from the lake, some places, the snow covered the ground. It has been a bit warmer this week, but highs have been between 40 and 50 degrees.
There are a lot of flowers blooming around us at the moment. If you go out on a hike, you can see lots of violets, marsh marigolds, wild ginger, honeysuckle, wood anemone, Dutch's breeches, spring beauty, daffodils, bluebells, and much more blooming.
A lot of insects have been seen. The bale cubs have reported a lot of bumblebees at recess. There have been a few ticks found in mosquitoes. The black flies have started coming out, but are not a huge pest yet.
Two mallard ducks have been hanging out backwards, are sometimes seen at recess. Eight new chicks hatched in the Wolves North class and are fun to watch grow.
Some of our classes have been watching the loon nest in Chickwalk Museum on the 12th. It laid one egg and laid another a few days later. We were hoping they will hatch before school ends, but most likely they will hatch after school. This has been Oren, Theo, Anson, Deneen, Dom, and Leah reporting from Great Expectations School. You can expect a great phenology report.
Thank you, Oren, Leo, Anson, Deneen, Dom, and Leah. And it was a great report. Lots of interesting things in there. Snow and snow on the ground away from the lake a little bit. Highs between 40 and 50. We all felt some of that cold. Flowers blooming, violets, marsh marigolds, wild ginger, honeysuckle, which is probably columbine, wood anemone, Dutchman's breeches, spring beauty. These are the Dutchman's breeches and the spring beauty are not common in this area, but apparently up that way and down in the Driftless area. Daffodils, bluebells, another one that doesn't grow around here, but does grow up on the North Shore. Lots of flowers. Ticks and mosquitoes, black flies just starting to come out. Bumblebees, and I'm glad to hear that there are some bumblebees around. I saw a couple of bumblebees this past week myself, so interesting to note. And to that note, we have these two emails that came in.
That's right. Our final reports this morning came in from listeners who responded to last week's inquiry about the diminishing number of bumblebees around flowering fruit trees. Carol Anderson from Northwest Grand Rapids said, "We too have apple blossoms, but haven't seen any bees." And Terry Keeler wrote from Harris Township to say, "We have a large flowering crab tree, 9 inches in diameter, that I planted in 1988. As the tree got larger into the new century, it would be swarming with an abundance of bees and hornets during spring flowering. The last 5 years have been very noticeably different with very few bees. I would estimate around a 90% decline. Very disturbing in the least."
Yeah, thank you, Carol and Terry. Both of you responded. I had mentioned last week that I was not seeing a lot of bees. I have seen two bumblebees this past week, but just walking around my apple trees and the black chokeberry and other plants that are in bloom, the choke cherry, all of those are in bloom right now. I would have expected to see a lot more insects buzzing. And I don't know if it was the cold weather we've had or just what the reasons might be behind that. But I would say keep your eyes open and be alert to the bumblebees that you do see and whether or not they are increasing, decreasing, or remaining about the same. Right now, I'm still a little concerned. I don't see as many as I would have thought I would.